If you can ever get the spirit out of the church and let them realize who they are and what they are positionally, healing will be the simplest message to be preached.
Right.
Or anything else.
Yeah.
But you're scared. You're afraid. You don't realize that you're sons and daughters of God. And now, not we will be, we are now sons and daughters of God. Not way off in the future. And we won't sometime in the future sit in heavenly places. Now we're seated in heavenly places. Right now. And now we are the sons and daughters of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be in the end, but we know we'll see Him, for we'll have a body like His. We'll see Him as He is. But now we are the sons and daughters of God. And the covenant is made to Abraham and to his seed after him. Now notice. Now God didn't tell Abraham, if you'll do this or if you'll do that. He said, I have. So the whole covenant is grace altogether. And no works about it at all. Now, you say that has an awful Calvinistic swing to it, Brother Branham. That's right. It does. And Calvinism is all right as long as it stays true to the Bible.
That's right.
But when it gets off on the wrong limb,
that's right,
then it's no good.
Yeah.
Arminianism, holiness, is correct as long as it stays in Bible holiness.
Right.
Not your holiness, but His holiness.
Hey. Yeah.
That's not my holiness. I'm not depending on my holiness. I have none. But I'm wholly trusting in His holiness. Because He's the one who did it. Not my works, but His finished work. And I rest assured that I was received into the Beloved, and when the Beloved was received by God, God received me in Christ.
Right.
That's settled. See? No negative, no ifs and ands. It's the finished work. And now, when God called Abraham, him being 75 years old, and He said, separate yourself from your kindred. It's strange how we change that today. God calls for separation.
Right.
We call for mixers. That's right.
That's right.
The people, when they're choosing their pastor, you that do so. Oh, they want a little slick fellow, you know, that'll take a sociable drink and not condemn smoking and feel these things here. A good guy that'll mix with the crowd. But God won't separate her. God calls for a total separation from the things of the world. Come out from among them, the Bible says. And be separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. See? Not a mixer, a separator. The Holy Ghost spoke, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, to the work. See? A separation. God segregates His people, the right from the wrong. Notice. Now, Abraham was to separate himself and to sojourn in a strange land that he knew not of. Isn't that a beautiful picture today? When God, by election, calls you to His beloved, then immediately God speaks to you to separate yourself from the old crowd. The pool room, the stitch and sew parties where they tell jokes and carry on. A separation. And then He asks you to go in among strange people that you used to think was strange. They spoke a strange language. God calls His people on those bases. And Abraham, the covenant was given to Abraham, and only through to Abraham and his seed is the promise made. Remember that? Only to Abraham alone and his seed. Well, you say us Gentiles was left. Oh, no. We being dead in Christ take on Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise. We have the faith of Abraham.